All right, Kendall, what are you waiting for? Do we have to have yet another killing on my ship before you're convinced Dr. Lawler is the man you're after? I demand that you arrest him for murder.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Captain Goddard, you can't believe that I killed Ilona. I loved her. Can't you realize that? You've got to listen to me, Kendall. You've got to believe me.
In spite of Captain Goddard's certainty that Dr. Lawler was the murderer who'd stalked the decks of the Tangmar since we left Sydney, somehow I couldn't see the mild-mannered, withdrawn Martin Lawler in that role. There was a damaging case against him, I knew. His fingerprints on the scalpel that had been used to kill Ilona Fedorov. The fact that the scalpel belonged to him. And the time lapse between Major Challoner leaving the cabin and Lawler's arriving at Mr. Cregan's cabin. A few minutes only, but enough time for a murder to take place. But unless I came out openly against the skipper, I had little choice in the matter. And unless I took the initiative, it was pretty obvious that Captain Goddard would take action himself.
I mean it, Kendall. We've a fortnight at sea before we reach Jamaica. And that fortnight isn't going to be like the weeks we've been through. I want this matter settled now. Either arrest Lawler or turn him over to me. There are men in my crew who would like nothing better than to get their hands on you, Dr. Lawler.
But Captain Goddard...
Quiet! One more word out of you and I'll make this a personal matter. I've been through 3 weeks of hell on this ship. And you're getting a chance to kill anyone else. Kendall, I demand that you do your duty.
Skipper, I'll guarantee that Dr. Lawler reaches Jamaica and that he'll stand trial.
Want him in custody, Kendall.
All right, Skipper. Dr. Martin Lawler, I'm holding you on suspicion of murder. I have to warn you that anything
you can say... cut the warning, Kendall. You're both convinced I'm guilty, so let's leave it at that.
I know you're guilty. I wish you weren't aboard the Tangmar right now, Kendall. I'd like nothing better than to handle this in my own way. Just see he doesn't get a chance to leave this cabin. I'm going to arrange for a 24-hour guard outside this door.
Skipper, wait.
There's been too much waiting. Just watch him, that's all. If he tries anything, don't pull any punches.
Well, I suppose I'm lucky that Jones is in the brig. At least I'm to have the use of my cabin. You're sure I'm guilty as well?
No, I'm not. But you're a lot better off with me handling this than being left to Captain Goddard and the crew. If they had their way, you'd be lucky to reach Jamaica alive.
You mean you arrested me for murder in order to protect me?
Partly. But you've got to admit that for the first time we've a strong case.
Except for the fact that I'm innocent.
Listen, are you sure you saw no one down here last night, apart from Major Challoner, that is?
I've told you I... Oh, what's the use of going over it again? I still can't believe that... Ilona's... I just can't believe it, Kendall. It must be a dream, a nightmare.
Challoner claims he wasn't even in Miss Fedorov's cabin last night, but Duca backed up your story that the Major was drunk. Well, this morning he certainly looked like it.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man, if I was going to kill Ilona, why would I wait until that moment? I'd been with her for most of the evening, apart from the few minutes I'd spent on deck and then in your cabin. And... Yes. That must have been when it happened.
What?
The scalpel. When I was on deck, or with you. Someone must have sneaked in here and taken the scalpel, knowing the key was in my jacket.
But Tuca told me you always carried the key with you.
Usually, I did. But if you remember, when I came to your cabin, I was wearing a Macintosh. I'd left my jacket hanging in here, behind that door, with the key in the pocket. You saw for yourself, Kendall, when I took the Macintosh off, I wasn't wearing a jacket.
That's right.
So whoever killed Ilona must have watched my movements pretty thoroughly. Known where to look for the key to the instrument case. You say Tuca knew where I kept that key? If he did, then it's reasonable to assume that the rest of the passengers and the crew knew as well. Anyone could have come in here and taken that scalpel.
Listen, Martin, for the time being, you've got to go along with me. To all intents and purposes, you're the guilty person we've been looking for. But I'm warning you now. Even with that guard of Goddard's outside your door, you'd better watch yourself night and day.
You think I'm in danger?
I do. If you're innocent, the murderer, the real murderer of Ilona Fedorov and Blake and Miller would like nothing better than to have you out of the way before we reach Jamaica.
I don't see why.
Well, I'll tell you. A trial might prove your innocence. But if something happened to you between now and the time we dock, something accidental, it would be assumed that after an inquiry that your motive of killing had gone to the grave with you. There's enough against you now to brand you a murderer, providing you never reach a court.
I see. All right, Kendall, I'll be on my guard.
I still think all the beneficiaries under Wherryman's will are in danger, but if you were assumed guilty, and then something happened to you, the killer would be able to move against the others at his or her leisure.
Her? You mean Sharon Challen?
Oh, I've become so used to suspecting everyone that I use that phrase more or less automatically now.
So you're still convinced that the motive is the Wherryman fortune?
No, I'm not convinced of anything, but your theory about revenge is going to be proved or disproved very soon.
No?
I'm waiting on a message from Colonel Hacking in London. I'm hoping he can supply me with information tying Peter Slavin in with someone aboard this ship. And if I can do that, Doctor, I think we're going to clear your name.
Well, now, steward, another glass of that excellent claret, if you please.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know, I haven't enjoyed a meal like this since we left Sydney, Captain Goddard. Superb. It's amazing the way a feeling of security tickles the palate, don't you agree? What about you, Kendall?
What?
You know, seeing that we've found the murderer, you all seem deucedly miserable.
Well, what would you like to do, Major? Shoot him out of hand without a trial?
After all, Major Challoner, just because we think Dr. Lawler is guilty, it doesn't follow that he is.
My sentiments exactly, Mr. Tuker. I'm firmly convinced that Dr. Lawler did not kill Ilona or anyone else.
Oh, of course he did, Sharon, and what...
Couldn't we talk of something else just for once?
You can't help a certain amount of speculation, Captain Goddard.
If we can't find another topic of conversation, then I'm going to take my meals in the engine room. 4 days since Lawler was arrested, and that's all I've heard. Will he hang? Will he get life? Let's shoot him out of hand, I tell you, I'm sick of it.
That's all very well, Mr. Cregan. But how do you suppose poor Martin feels locked up in his cabin? Guards outside his door, imprisoned because he was in love with Ilona.
Miss Challoner, even for a woman, that's pretty muddled thinking.
But it's true. And you'll find I'm right, all of you.
I wonder how much you believe in his innocence because it means you can stand out against me, Sharon.
Oh, Father, don't be stupid.
Well, I agree with Mr. Cregan. Let's forget it.
And talk about what? Oh, come on, Tuker. You must have had some experiences you'd care to share. Tell us about your first wife.
Tell her how you cut it out.
It's perfectly all right, Mr. Kendall. The Major doesn't bother me at all. Not anymore.
Anyway, I must say I'm relieved it's over. For the first time since we left Sydney, their Tangmar feels like a ship again, instead of a floating charnel house. Pass the salt, will you, Kendall?
Yeah.
We've been living under a cloud for so long, let's have a little pleasantness for a change. That goes for you particularly, Major Challoner.
Really? Well, then perhaps you'd care to set the example, Captain. Tell us how you came to follow the sea, and thrall us with the story of your meteoric rise from cabin boy to captain of this, battered old...
By heavens, Challoner, I'll...
Easy, Skipper.
Major Challoner, the Tangmar means more to the skipper and me than you'll ever know. And to hear a loud-mouthed landlubber calling her names is more than I can stand. I'll see you later, John. The engines might be dirty with oil, but at least it's the kind of dirt you can wash off.
Well, there's no need to take offense, Mr. Cregan.
Good night.
Well, I'll be...
It might be simpler, Major Challoner, if for the rest of this voyage you took your meals alone in your cabin.
Are you presuming to give me orders, Tuker?
No, he isn't, Challoner, but I am. You've had your last chance. I want the rest of this voyage to pass off peacefully, and I'm not standing for any more of your blasted sneers.
It's no good looking at me, Father. I feel the same way.
Do you now? The whole ship's company against me, eh? My own daughter with them. I suppose you're all sorry that you couldn't have arrested me. Would have fitted in with your plans very well, I suppose. Well, I shall continue to take my meals where I please.
Of course, we can do the same. It does appear you might rule this dining lounge in solitary splendor, doesn't it? And I know from experience you don't like to be alone, Major. So, if I were you...
But you're not, Tuca. When I want your advice, I'll ask for it.
Oh, Kendall, the wireless operator asked me to give you this. Said you were waiting for it. It's a message from London.
Oh, thanks, Cregan.
Well, now you're back, Mr. Cregan. You might as well finish your dinner in peace, don't you agree?
I'm not hungry anymore.
But this is...
Something wrong, Kendall?
Yes, Captain Goddard, there is.
What is it, Dirk?
Don't spoil his little moment, Sharon. Policemen enjoy this kind of suspense.
I might as well tell you now, all of you, that I was expecting this message from Colonel Hacking to clear Dr. Lawler.
What?
Yes, Skipper. I wired Hacking, asking him to give me full particulars on Peter Slavin's background, thinking that if I could tie him in with someone aboard this ship, I might have something to work on. According to this message, there's nothing. In spite of what any of us think, it seems the case against Dr. Lawler is stronger than ever. I had hoped desperately that Colonel Hacking would be able to give me the lead I needed so badly. That the beneficiaries under Victor Wherryman's will had been killed by someone who'd known Peter Slavin and killed for revenge. But the slip of paper in my hand had tied the noose tighter around Dr. Lawler's neck. In this passage of the Tangmar.